The French Quarter was the first neighborhood settled in New Orleans. Algiers, across the Mississippi River, was the second. Since 1827, they've been connected by ferry boat. But passenger Yaffa Frank fears that could change.
I live in Algiers. Actually, I take the ferry for the Serenity.
Frank points to the rumbling ferry boat docked on the Canal Street side. She takes public transportation because she doesn't have a car.
There's a connection as you're crossing over the rivers. They run really deep. So I'm very connected to that, and I choose to take the ferry versus the bus sometimes.
The Algiers ferry used to run from 6 a.m. until after midnight every day. Now, ferry service shuts down much earlier, before 7 p.m. on most days and around 8 p.m. on weekends. That could leave riders stranded. 1 million people take the ferry every year, compared to the 33 million cars and trucks that drive across the river on the Crescent City connection. The ferry may seem antiquated, insignificant, but people need it, says Rachel Heligman. She heads Ride New Orleans. It advocates for affordable transportation.
So of the people who are riding to get to their job, 43% said that their commute would become very difficult, and 22% said their commute would become impossible.
Those statistics come from a survey Ride New Orleans conducted in April from more than 1,500 ferry riders. One commuter told us what cutbacks mean to him. School janitor Melvin Jackson.
When you can't drive across that bridge, we use the ferry. And if the ferry stops running, I mean, it puts a lot of us out of work. And with the time change, it really puts a damper on our time because I've lost time. I mean, I've lost 2 days. I usually would work the weekends, but with this time change, it doesn't fit my schedule. And that means I'm losing money.
Like many Algiers residents, Jackson says the buses across the bridge just aren't feasible. The wait can be more than an hour and a half to get home late at night. Business owners are worried, too. Kevin Harridge owns the House of the Rising Sun Bed and Breakfast in Algiers Point. He protested at a 4th of July rally to reinstate the ferry's longer hours.
Well, I'm here to try and get the ferry running back to normal. It'll do so much damage to this neighbourhood. Not only property value will drop. I've been told that by realtors in this city. We'll obviously lose business, may even close.
But how did the ferry get in limbo? Well, it seems for years local agencies have been playing hot potato with ferry oversight. The Crescent City Connection Division used to run the ferry. It was a state agency that collected bridge tolls to fund the service. When the tolls were cut, lawmakers tried to privatize the ferry, but no bidders took the bait. The Regional Planning Commission now acts as ferry advisor to the state's transportation department, but they say they're not responsible for running the ferries either. Now, either the RTA or another company could run the ferry service, or lawmakers go back to the drawing board. There are some incentives for the RTA. New law allows for fares and for at least $1.5 million for a 2-year transition. But the RTA has made no promises. They say they will continue discussions with the state and their private operator, Veolia Transportation, but only if ferry operations don't jeopardize bus and streetcar services. Faye Farron directs the nonprofit Friends of the Ferry. She wonders why the ferry is still free for pedestrians. Adding a fare could help close a nearly $1.5 million funding gap.
It's like the kid is drowning in the ocean and everybody's on the boat saying, this is terrible, somebody should save them. But who's going to jump in and risk their life to save them? And that's what's going on with our ferry right now.
At the rally, Farron suggested a fare of $1 per person and 2 per car.
We're here today because we want Bobby Jindal to put fares on the ferry immediately and restore the midnight hours. Because without that income, they can't run the ferry until midnight. And we're willing to say, take our money and save our ferry.
But when it comes to long-term solutions, it seems that the only plan right now is to wait for a private company to seal the deal. City Councilmember Jacqueline Clarkson.
Everyone knows they'll have to pay for it. Everyone knows it's going to be a charge. So I think the only solution is going to be a private management of these public entities.
Clarkson says the company already has to be capable of transportation. In the meantime, more than 1 million ferry riders are waiting for a solution. For WWNO and The Lens, I'm Della Hassell.